This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru.
Yes, a little flying, why not? Well, you know, anytime you go anywhere, you're thankful that someone has paid full fare. I think that rhymes, because someone somewhere actually pays for all of those aircraft. And, you know, Vani, we were talking earlier about Boeing, and stock moved higher today, actually, up $1.23, $76 for Boeing. And we talk about the 787 Dreamliner being something that is continuously in the headlines because of the problems with the batteries. And so it's only, I think, wise and interesting that at the same time, we've got Angus Kelly here. He is the chief executive officer at AerCap, and he's been a guest previously. And it is almost as if you're in a little esoteric area of the investment world, collides a little bit with a specific kind of asset. And in this case, it happens to do with aircraft. And I want to thank you very much for coming into the studio.
It's a pleasure, Pim.
So, Angus, explain for people that may not be familiar with AerCap exactly what it does. And then I'm just going to let you and Vani talk, and maybe people can figure out which part of Ireland you're both from.
Very good. Well, AerCap, what we do, we're an aircraft leasing entity. And buying airplanes is a very capital-intensive business. The average ticket price for an airplane is about $50 million. And most airlines, they're...
$50 million?
$50 million a ticket. That's the average.
You mean to win Vani Quinn's heart, it starts at $50 million?
That's the minimum.
Honestly, trust me, Pim, you can get me for a lot less than that. But most of these companies are Irish.
They are Irish. The reason they're Irish, well, maybe just to back up on what we are. So the airlines generally can't afford it because their historical profitability is somewhat mixed. And so it's deeply capital intensive. So lenders to the sector say, okay, we're not necessarily comfortable lending $500 million to a startup airline in Indonesia to buy 10 airplanes. However, if there's a entity in the middle who has the capacity to move the aircraft around to another part of the world in case that airline underperforms, then we're willing to lend to that entity. And that's what a leasing company does. So if the airline gets into trouble, because they're generally non-investment grade, in fact, 95% of them are, which is the good thing about them, why they're always going to need people like me, we will pick the airplane up.
We're going to actually just need you to hold on for just a moment, because I just want to break in with the headline, because, of course, people are waiting for news about Hewlett-Packard, and they're coming out with their first quarter results. They come in with first quarter earnings per share of 82 cents. The analyst estimates were for 71 cents. So 71 cents was the estimate, 82 cents the report from Hewlett-Packard for their first quarter. Sorry, go ahead.
No problem.
That happens quite a bit. People have to break in with whatever it is you're trying to explain, because it's not a necessarily straightforward business unless you're in the business.
Not at all. So anyway, the airline needs the airplane. It can't afford it. The banks won't give it to it, but they're happy to give it to someone like me. And I'll buy the airplane. I'll lease it to the airline for, say, 10 years. If anything goes wrong, the airline files for bankruptcy or whatever, we'll take the airplane back. We'll move it to Chile or North America or India, wherever the demand is. So banks are much more comfortable lending to an entity like us. And we collate all this risk. And then an entity like AerCap is investment grade.
So when you read the stories of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner being grounded, what did you make of them?
Well, the Boeing 787 is going to be a fantastic airplane.
What does it mean for you, though?
For us right now, it means that airlines that were scheduled to take 787s are looking to extend the leases of the existing airplanes we have with them until the 787s are back in the air and production is back on schedule. But make no mistake, Vani, the 787 is an airplane you will fly on, your children will fly on, and your children's children will fly on. And this is an unfortunate incident, but it will be fixed. This is the airplane of the future. It is far more fuel efficient than anything in the sky, and it is something that Boeing will fix this.
Any impact on Boeing's reputation?
No, Boeing will fix this. This is an asset that will have a lifespan of 30 years. when you look back in 10, 20 years' time, no one will remember this event. I can assure you that Boeing are doing everything they possibly can to fix this issue. Of course they are.
I will be on the plane and my children. How long will it take me to actually feel comfortable to get on the plane? Will I be doing it next month?
Probably not. I can't tell you. Boeing have their own view on when the airplane will be back in the air, but I'm sure the airplane will be back on the air in the coming months. And before that airplane goes in the air, you can rest assured that it is as safe as anything you will have ever flown on.
Angus, the A320neo and the 737 MAX, right? Let's say someone wants, to catch Vani's attention. Tell me, what are the pros and cons of each of these products?
Well, they're replacements for the existing workhorses of the industry, the A320 and the 737, which everybody listening to you flies on every single day. So over the course of the next 5-6 years, both of these new products are being introduced, the MAX, which is the Boeing replacement, and the NEO, which is the Airbus replacement. As a customer...
So if you're listening to this on a podcast or on some way, listening to this, and you have been on or have been listening to it on a 737, let's say in the last 52 days, then you've connected with a product that has something to do with your business.
Correct, exactly. Yeah, there's a good chance me or one of my peers will own that airplane you've flown on, about a 40% chance that one of the leasing companies will own the airplane. But these airplanes, these NEOs and these MAXs, as a customer, you won't notice anything. It's all about the fact that the engines are more fuel efficient. They'll burn 15% less fuel. That's the reason they're being brought into production.
How do you get to be in this kind of a business?
So what happened is I started off in KPMG in Dublin, in Ireland. And one of our biggest clients was a company called Guinness Pied Aviation, which at the time was the biggest leasing company in the world. And I was sent down there, and then they had me in Sacama, and I never left the place. Because when the things that were going on in Ireland in the late 80s, early 90s, buying airplanes at 50 million a ticket was, you might as well have been on the moon, to be honest. So this was by far the most exciting business that KPMG had. And you kind of fell in love with it then, you know, as opposed to going to a mushroom factory or counting stock in a medical devices factory. So that's why it was so interesting. So, and as you say, esoteric, to tell you the truth. But the business itself, leaving that aside, is a very stable, profitable business. If you have what the customer wants, a modern fuel-efficient airplane, and above all else, you have a long-term stable liability structure that when the going gets tough, no bank can trip you up. You're not only going to survive when things go badly in the economy, but you're going to thrive. And then importantly, when things go well, those profits that you've made, you can sell the airplanes and then generate a lot of cash and give it back to the shareholders. So every 2 days in AerCap, we'll either buy an airplane, sell an airplane, or lease an airplane every single 2 days. And last year, we sold 59 airplanes. We gave back over the last 18 months $420 million of our retained earnings to our stockholders via share buyback programs. So the business really is... You can have what the customer wants, fund it well, you'll make steady, sustainable profits, and then when there's a good bid in the market, you sell your assets, turn the profits into cash, and either give it back to the shareholders or reinvest.
Vani, are you convinced? Come on.
Well, I'm wondering...
Do you know where he's from in Ireland?
I can tell that he's from Dublin, yes.
You can tell this?
As he can tell that I'm not from Dublin, but probably can't tell exactly where I am from.
Can you tell where Vani Quinn is from?
I can, County Limerick.
Well, that's because, yes, okay, I'll give you that one. I didn't tell you beforehand. So who do you buy these planes from? Are these planes that come from the desert? They're parked in the desert, basically, in those photographs that we see that are not being used?
No, we buy them from Boeing and from Airbus. So what will happen is that we'll go to Boeing or Airbus, we'll buy a chunk of, say, 50 or 60 airplanes, or we'll do a very large transaction like we did with American Airlines. So when American Airlines were going into bankruptcy, we committed to buy 35 airplanes for them, one every 4 weeks, and we're the biggest financier during the Chapter 11 process of American Airlines.
Which worked out well for you guys then?
You know, look, the American Airlines management team has done a fantastic job getting through such a complex process as the Chapter 11 with an enterprise of that size. And also leaving money on the table for the original equity providers is unique in a Chapter 11 process. So, yeah, all credit to the management team. And, yeah, of course, from our standpoint, the fact now that we will have the biggest airline in the world with one of the biggest market caps in the world as a big customer is, of course, a benefit to us.
Many thanks to Angus Kelly, Chief Executive of AerCap. Well done. Thanks. Great to see you.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.